CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal.
CKUT, les vibrations de la communauté. CKUT FM 90.3.
Well, League, clouds hanging tough now, and there actually are a few snow flurries off to our north and west, and one or two of those may wander down across the area. On the other hand, it is getting slightly milder, and we're continuing to be optimistic that the temperature actually inches above freezing by a degree or two this afternoon. And temperatures tomorrow will be similar, although there's a better chance for some snow to fall out of the clouds tomorrow, especially in the afternoon. Could be some melting of that snow on city streets, but maybe a covering to even an inch or two in the suburbs.
There's snow still coming our way, Dr. Joe Sobel?
Yeah, it sure is, James. And there's some pretty good snows falling across parts of western Maryland into central Pennsylvania. Some places have had a quick 2-3 inches worth of snow, and some places may even wind up with 4 or 5. We kind of think that's not going to happen around these parts. Not the 4 or 5. The 2 or 3 could, though, from Interstate 80 and 287 on to the north and to the west. In the city, some of that snow will melt on city streets, but there could be a covering to an inch. We think the snow will begin after noon, maybe 1-ish or 2 o'clock or so, and then continue into the evening. Tomorrow will turn out partly sunny.
Oh, we got a good deal of sunshine here for the rest of the day. Not a bad day at all by January standards, with temperatures getting up to around 40 degrees this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, upper 20s, and then for tomorrow, once again, a little bit of sunshine and 40.
Okay, it's a nice day out there. A lot nicer than we've seen over the past 4 weeks. There's some sunshine, and we're expecting a high here in Midtown of 42 degrees, and that's going to feel like a heat wave compared to the last 4 weeks. Clouds will be moving in tonight. Now, I'll tell you what's going on. There's a area of low pressure coming in from the west, and that's going to try to trigger a surface wave of low pressure over the ocean tomorrow. So plenty of clouds, and it looks like snow showers, possibly mixed with rain right along the coast. We're calling for a high of 36 degrees, but it might be as high as 40 degrees, especially along coastal areas.
Well, we do have the clouds in place right now. Precipitation, according to 1010 Winds Doppler radar, is still across southern New Jersey, but spreading northward, and give it a couple of hours, I think it will start to rain here in New York City. A little bit of snow mixed in there as well, not bringing any accumulation, however. High temperature 39 degrees. Mixed precipitation ends as all snow tonight, giving a fresh covering to an inch or so, but roads could become icy as we go through the night tonight. 28 degrees are low, then windy and cold the next couple of days. Some sunshine, 33 degrees the high tomorrow.
For most of the area, no real problems, although right now in parts of Suffolk County, it's snowing pretty hard. Another coating to an inch can accumulate this morning. Elsewhere, just some flurries, and then some sunshine taking over. Afternoon temperatures will be around 30 to 35 with wind chills in the single digits. Fair, windy, and cold tonight, low 18. Tomorrow's sunny, cold, high 30.
It feels like a cold one outside, too. Wind chill factors are in the single digits and teens, and in the gusts even drop below zero. It's going to be a sunny day, but that sun's not going to add a whole lot of warmth. High temperature only near 30. But tomorrow, sunshine combines with the southwesterly wind, and we look for temperatures to climb some 10 to even 20 degrees higher tomorrow, which means instead of around 30, it could even be close to 50 tomorrow afternoon, or at least 45 to 50.
It is going to be nice this afternoon. We'll see some sunshine. The afternoon temperature getting to about 48 degrees, then settling back to 25 in the suburbs, 32 in Midtown under the moonlight tonight. Tomorrow mainly sunny, a little cooler than today, but without much wind, it's probably going to feel at least as comfortable. The high temperature 38.
It's a nice looking day. It'll be cooler than it was yesterday, but it's still a nice looking day. 38, maybe 40, and a similar kind of a day tomorrow. And neither day will offer any unusual winds, so pretty tolerable, nice weather.
Those high clouds are still with us, but we are seeing some of that sunshine getting through, and it looks like we're going to see plenty of it the rest of the day. And very pleasant this afternoon. Above normal temperatures, a high 42. And for tonight, it'll be clear, but not as chilly. A low 34 in Midtown, 24 in the suburbs.
Now we're dealing with a cloudy sky here this afternoon, but temperatures are mild, topping out around 44 degrees. The clouds associated with the storm, which is actually centered all the way back in Iowa, but it has a front reaching east into Ohio, and then it curls down to the Gulf Coast, and there's a warm front reaching eastward across Virginia. This is all going to slowly moving east over over the next 48 hours, and it's going to keep our skies gray. We will see some light rain coming in around midnight. It'll be off and on right through the day tomorrow and into tomorrow evening. Temperatures across much of the area staying above the freezing marks. We'll just have wet roads to deal with, but there is a chance, at least across Connecticut to White Plains and north of I-80, that for a time late tonight and first thing tomorrow morning, temperatures going to be right around that freezing mark, and you may find some untreated roads a little icy for the morning rush hour.
Well, it has simply been dull, dreary, damp, and dim since the day's dawn, and it will probably persist through the day's dreary and dull, dim, damp demise at dinner. The good thing, though, is that most of the rain, well, that's departed. We just have a little drizzle to face. Temperature getting to 42 this afternoon, going down to 36 tonight. Tomorrow, some clearing, high 46. It'll be breezy this afternoon with a mixture of clouds and sunshine, high about 44. Partly cloudy tonight, low 30 in the suburbs, 34 in Midtown. Tomorrow, pretty nice day. Cloudy to partly sunny, high 40. Well, we expect to have a mixture of clouds and sunshine for the course of the day. The afternoon high temperature about 42 degrees. And then for tonight, partly cloudy. The temperature tonight dropping off to about 24 in outlying areas, 30 in Midtown. Tomorrow, sunshine followed by cloudiness, high 38.
Well, we're watching some light snow, which should cross through southern New Jersey during the rest of the morning. Otherwise, we're looking for thickening clouds the rest of the morning. And this afternoon, some snow or rain arriving in our area by evening. The high today, 38. Now, there's a winter weather advisory for late today through tonight and into tomorrow morning. North and west of the city, we'll see snow changing quickly to rain tonight in the city, nearby suburbs, and Long Island. But snow north and west of the city will change later on after about an inch of accumulation. We'll have a low tonight at 36. Tomorrow, we just see rain and drizzle with areas of fog, a high 42.
We have a steel wool gray sky out there, easy for me to say, and also easy to get under an umbrella today. That's what you need. Raincoat all day, rainy, drizzly, foggy. Temperatures in the upper 30s, near 40. Then things change tonight as the storm consolidates to our south and a high pressure area builds into eastern Canada. Colder air will move southward and change the rain first to ice and then to snow from north to south across the area. And we could get a few inches of snow with very slippery conditions developing tomorrow as the temperature drops below freezing.
Yes, indeed, and at least for parts of the listening area, it is snowing now. The colder air is pressing in from the north. Many of the western and northern suburbs have gone over to all snow this hour, and in the city, I think it will happen in this next hour or two. We'll go from this mixture of rain and sleet to having some snowflakes and then all snowflakes. The temperatures heading south during the day will be down around 30 degrees by evening, so watch untreated surfaces are going to be getting icy as we go through the afternoon. The snow will get to be heavy at times. Most of the accumulation is going to be coming during the night. By morning, we'll have 4 to 8 inches, and actually, I kind of lean toward the top end of that range. This is going to be a pretty impressive storm, a low of 24 degrees. For tomorrow, strong, gusty winds. The snow will diminish to flurries during the morning. We'll even get the sun back in the afternoon, but there's going to be blowing and drifting, notably outside the city.
The winter storm warning has ended, and we saw between 4 and 8 inches of accumulation across the area. And right now what we're looking at is some leftover flurries, but that will be coming to an end by the noontime hour. Blustery for the afternoon. Some sunshine returns. It will be blowing and drifting of snow, especially across the suburbs. High temperature 32. The wind, though, will make it feel like it's in the teens and single digits. Clear skies and cold for tonight. Diminishing wind, low 22 in Midtown, 14 in some suburbs. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, high 36 degrees.
With the sun climbing a little higher in the sky, the temperatures are equalizing somewhat across the area. Still in the single digits in northwestern New Jersey and in the Hudson Valley north of the city. We're expecting the afternoon air temperature to get to about 36. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, low 18 in some suburbs, 26 in Midtown. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high 40. Sunny to partly cloudy today, high near 40. Partly cloudy tonight, low 26 in most suburbs, 232 in Midtown. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds, high 42. We'll have cloudiness and some sunshine today. The afternoon temperature getting well up into the 30s to near 40 degrees, perhaps as high as 42. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, the low 30. Then tomorrow will turn colder, so even though it only gets down to 30 tonight, it only gets up to 34 degrees during the day tomorrow. There could be a couple of snow flurries tomorrow morning. There's some flurries around this morning in some areas. It's coming down a little harder than most people think of as being flurries, but it's not going to amount to anything, we don't believe. And this afternoon should turn sunny. The high temperature for the day about 38. Clear, brisk, and cold tonight, low 14 in some suburbs and 22 in Midtown. Tomorrow, sunny, high 38.
Sunny, and it's going to be a nice day today, James, and sunshine will get temperatures up pretty close to 40 this afternoon, at least the upper 30s. Tomorrow, We're also looking at temperatures to get above freezing, although we're also looking at cloud cover and some snow to be falling tomorrow.
Okay, we've got low pressure, which is tracking to the north of the city right now, and that's really not a good scenario for major weather problems, and I'm sure we're all grateful for that. But there will be some snow showers around, especially across northern and western Jersey, where they could see up to an inch. But otherwise, we're going to see just a bit about everything around clouds, sunshine, a few flurries, maybe a heavier burst of snow. Windy later this afternoon, the high 38. Clearing windy and cold tonight, 28 in Midtown, 22 in the suburbs. Tomorrow, partly sunny and brisk, a high 38. Okay, it's going to be sunny today, but there is a chilly wind blowing out there, averaging about 17 miles an hour at this hour. So bundle up if you're heading out. With the sunshine, we're looking for a high here in Midtown of about 38. Clearing out and cold tonight, less wind, lows ranging from 18 in the suburbs to about 26 here in Midtown. Tomorrow, we're going to see some clouds showing up late in the day, but it will be mild in the afternoon, the high 42.
We look for temperatures this afternoon to get above 40, and there'll be sunshine and some high clouds. Tonight, those clouds will thicken up, and tomorrow, a storm system will bring us some rain. There may be a time period early tomorrow morning or late tonight in areas well north and west of the city where that rain freezes and causes some iciness, at least for a while. But then during the day tomorrow, temperatures get into the 40-degree range. That rain may be having some impact on those accidents that we heard about in shadow traffic, because north and west of Interstate 287, the air temperature is close to and in some spots below freezing, and the ground is frozen also, and we are getting some freezing rain. But close to the city, the adjacent suburbs, in the five boroughs and on Long Island, it's just rain. Some of the rain will be heavy, and then late afternoon it'll taper off and end early this evening, and temperatures get into the 40s. Tomorrow, clouds can break for some sun, and maybe it gets to 50. Well, we are looking at clouds and some sunshine today, James, and we're also looking at an area of rain, which is in eastern Pennsylvania now. It looks like it's tending to shrink as it comes eastward, but it's certainly going to move into northwest New Jersey within the next hour. And I think there will be some rain in areas north and west of Interstate 287 today. And there certainly could be a shower in parts and other parts of the metropolitan area. But a mild day getting up to around 50. Highs tomorrow in the 40s with a mix of clouds and sun. And most importantly, James, it's Groundhog Day Eve, just one day before the big holiday. The weather today looks like it's going to be just fine. Clouds, there's a slight chance for a sprinkle this morning, but there'll also be a few breaks of sunshine. And the temperature getting into the 40s. Tomorrow there may be a couple of hours of either wet snow or rain as a cold front passes through. Now, Staten Island Chuck did not see his shadow, meaning that spring is getting ready to spring. But, of course, Punxsutawney Phil did see his shadow, indicating six more weeks of winter. We've also heard from Buckeye Chuck out in Ohio, and he agrees with Staten Island Chuck, and they're against old Punxsutawney Phil. So we've got battling groundhogs here, and I guess time will tell, as it usually does. As far as weather is concerned, another mild day today, but then it turns colder tonight. There can be some rain and snow this afternoon and evening, maybe a few hours worth. At this point, we are not anticipating any snow accumulation, but it will be a whole heck of a lot.